Second Sunday of Christmas, First Vespers. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Christ, the Father's only Son, whose death for all redemption won, before the worlds of God Most High, begotten all ineffably. The Father's light and splendour thou, their endless hope to thee that bow, accept the prayers and praise today that through the world thy servants pray. Salvation's author, call to mind, thou took'st the form of humankind, when of the Virgin undefiled, thou in a man's flesh became'st a child. Thus testifies the present day, through every year in long array, that thou, salvation's source alone, proceedest from the Father's throne. All honour, Lord, and glory be, O Jesu, Virgin born, to thee, all glory, as is ever meet, to Father and to Paraclete. Through her word the Virgin conceived, she remained a virgin. As a virgin she gave birth to the King of all kings. Psalm 118. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage for ever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your statutes in fullness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Through her word the Virgin conceived, she remained a virgin. As a virgin she gave birth to the King of all kings. Rejoice with Jerusalem, the Lord has sent her happiness like a stream of peace. Psalm 15. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvellous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand happiness forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Rejoice with Jerusalem, the Lord has sent her happiness like a stream of peace. Today God is born of God for us. The light that was in the beginning has appeared to us. A canticle from Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today, God is born of God for us. The light that was in the beginning has appeared to us. Responsory. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. And he lived among us. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. Heavenly power enters the womb of his chaste mother. The maiden carries within her a secret which she does not understand. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Heavenly power enters the womb of his chaste mother. The maiden carries within her a secret which she does not understand. Intercessions. God our Father leads us forward with great love towards the joyful day when we enter his rest. Our hope is all in you, Lord God. Father, we pray for Francis, our Pope, and our Bishop. Guide them and bless them in their work. Our hope is all in you, Lord God. Help the sick to share their sufferings with Christ. May they know in him the fullness of life and love. Our hope is all in you, Lord God. Lord, you found nowhere to lay your head. Make us aware of the needs of the homeless today. Our hope is all in you, Lord God. Bless those who work on the land. May we receive the fruits of the earth with thankfulness. Our hope is all in you, Lord God. Father, have mercy on those who have died in the peace of Christ. Receive them into the home you have prepared for them. Our hope is all in you, Lord God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty, ever-living God, light of every faithful soul, fill the world with your glory, and reveal to all nations the splendour of your presence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.